This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to release yourself from obsession of negative energy. If you find yourself stuck on negative thoughts or worrying about things that are bringing you down, whether it's something in the past, the future, or just something that's in your head, in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can shift your perspective so that you can start focusing on the things that lift you up, and then you can start experiencing the life that you desire. But before we get started, we'll take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this question or this topic comes from the Positive Mindset Facebook group, and what they asked is said, how do you stop being obsessed with a thought? How do you stop worrying about the past, or how do you forgive without obsessing over worry? And these are great questions. I thought about it a lot, and there's a few different ways that you can look at this. One, you could figure out, okay, how do I stop doing these things? But I think that's the wrong way to analyze it. What you focus on, you will create more. So even though you're saying, stop focusing on this, I don't want to think about this anymore, your mind, your creative energy doesn't work that way. Whatever you focus on, you will expand. That's where gratitude is so powerful. Because when you practice gratitude, gratitude is action. It's looking for something positive, something loving, something high frequency, and then focusing on it. When you focus on it, you bring it within you and you expand it. That's the art of gratitude. It's not just saying nice things or being thankful for things generically. It's about finding the light, bringing it within you, and expanding it. If you have obsessive energy, that is powerful energy. It's just focused on the wrong thing. We can't say no to something. We can't stop something by focusing on it. You have to shift it. So think about this. Think about if you had a piece of paper and you were going to draw a picture. I said, okay, draw a picture of a cat. And so you start drawing this picture of the cat. And as you're drawing, I ask you, hey, can you tell me a story about the time that you went to school and you were talking about that one person and it was a really weird situation and it was really funny? Can you tell me about that? What do you think would happen? Could you tell that story and continue to draw? What we focus on is what we focus on. So it doesn't matter if something is good or bad, we are focusing on it. The goal is not to stop focusing on something. The goal is to change that perspective and focus on something else. So analyze what thoughts are going through your mind. What words are coming out of your mouth? What are you listening to? What are you consuming? All of those things equal the frequency that you're in. You cannot be around negativity, think about negative things and speak negatively and feel good. Maybe initially, you know, whatever energy you're in, you're not going to shift immediately, but over time, as you keep bringing that frequency around you, that's what's going to happen. Everything is energy. So think about this. I've used this example before. So think about that piece of paper again. Now think about it as like a college rule paper where it has the lines on it. You would write on it just like a regular notebook piece of paper. The top line is highest frequency. It's love. And then every line below that is a lesser version of love. So you're going further away from love. Nothing is bad. It's just further away from love. Well, thoughts are frequency, and it's how we understand that frequency. So that thought has a place on that paper. It's one of those lines. What line are you focusing on, and how far away is it from the highest frequency? How far away is it from love? How far away is it from forgiveness? How far away is it from peace? Those are the questions that you should be asking yourself. And when you do, when you're honest about it, you'll realize you are focusing on things that don't serve you. Now, I know it's difficult if somebody does something that's hurtful, if something painful happens, to just not think about it. That's the difficult part. It starts consuming you because it happened and you feel it and it hurts. So there's this draw to this energy. But if we go back to the perspective that gives you the power, that means everything happens for you, then that includes this situation. So even though this difficult thing happened, whatever it is, and it's got your energy sucked in, remember, growth happens in tension. That's when you expand. So this difficult situation is an opportunity for you to grow. When it's hard to focus on something else and then you do it, that's when you strengthen yourself. When you're going through the difficulty and then you focus on the good, then you start practicing that gratitude and you bring it within you, that's when you level up. When everything's perfect, when you're feeling good, your health is there, you got money in the bank account, everyone's being loving to you and just life is beautiful, there's not going to be a lot of growth happening when you start practicing gratitude because everything around you is filling you up with love anyway. So you're just reflecting the scenario around you. You're not creating within you something new, something that's not there. You're not being the light. You're just being surrounded by the light. There's nothing wrong with being surrounded by light, but that's not where your growth is. Your growth is in the difficult situation that you're struggling with right now. So the first thing is be thankful for the tough situation. And that might be hard because somebody may have really wronged you. Something terrible may have really happened. Maybe you lost somebody. Maybe you're just hurting. Maybe you found out you're ill. Maybe you lost your job. Like, there are some terrible things that can bring us down. And rightfully so. They're hurtful things. But do we want to be right? Or do we want to have inner peace? They're separate things. You can be right. The world can be mean. Terrible things can happen. People can do awful things to other people. And so you can either be victim to that, and you're not wrong, or you can raise your energy. It's your choice, the frequency that you want to exist in. So if you're going through this tough time, if you're struggling, if you're feeling beat down and you can't focus on other things, here are some things to be thankful for. One, your ability to focus. If you're obsessively focusing about something negative, your process of focusing is in power. It's good. So be thankful for that. Next, you are listening to a solution right now. Practice gratitude for that. Okay, now I know that this is happening for me. Now I know that I have an opportunity to grow in this situation. So this person was awful. This thing happened. I lost my job. Whatever the situation is, find something to be thankful for. And then another thing, and then another thing, and slowly start practicing your focus, placing it on the things that aren't about you. When you're stuck in your ego, when you're stuck in you, that's when these things hurt the worst. If you're truly living for others, if you're truly in that selfless energy where you're just giving to others, you wake up trying to make yourself the best gift, meaning you're working on yourself, you're raising your energy so that you can give it to everybody. When that's your focus, you can't be brought down because you don't exist at that point. Your energy is beyond the you. Your energy is in flow with others. You're truly abundant. Your body's still there. Your Henry or your Jill or your Frank, whatever your name is still in existence. You still can have a job. You still can be married. You can still exist on this planet. But your perspective is much higher at that point. You're able to see beyond just the small version of our human self. You become more powerful because you start seeing all the good in everything. Every situation starts showing you the silver lining as you practice this. And that's what it is. It's a practice. This whole life is the experience. You're not meant to have it solved at 20. You're not meant to have it solved at 40. You're not meant to have it solved at 80. Each time you grow, you'll find that there's bigger mountains to climb, that there's more opportunity to find love. Your growth has no end. So there is no wrong place to be. Wherever you're at now, however old you are, no matter what it is you're struggling with, don't compare it to other people's struggles. It's about your energy that you are trying to raise up so that you can give it to the world. It's about operating with inner peace. It's about separating ourselves from self. So if you're obsessed with a negative thought, if it keeps running through your mind, remember, gratitude is your way out. Your ability to focus is your power. Change it to focus on something else. Start bringing that stuff within you. It's not going to shift right away. It may take a long time. But when you start valuing your work, you'll feel the worth. When you start going to bed at night and reflecting, I did this, I did this, I did this. I didn't feel how I wanted to feel. But gosh, I did all these things. You'll start to feel it. Time after time after time, day after day, week after week, as you continue to build this process that's unbeatable, you will start to feel it. And then when the world throws its curveballs at you, when the tough things happen, you will always be like, thank you. Thank you for this. Because you're not valuing your earthly self. You're not valuing what's happening there. You're just valuing your energy. You're seeing these difficult situations as just another rep in the gym for you to grow stronger. That's what you are. So let's practice gratitude. Let's be thankful and know that everything's happening for us, that we can be the rising tide that lifts all ships.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and gave you a perspective to help you through whatever it is that you are struggling with at this moment. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And of course, the direct messages mean the absolute world to me. They keep me inspired. And I just really appreciate the connection. It's such a good reminder of the real people that are tuning in and working on this together. You can also join the Positive Mindset Facebook community. That's where the question for this episode came from. So if you have some ideas or things you'd like me to tackle, that's a great place to go for that. And if you haven't already and you're interested, Athletic Greens has become a sponsor of the show and I'm using their product. I really enjoy it. There's a link down below. You get a bunch of free stuff if you use that link. So if you want to support the show and you're looking for something healthy to add to your diet, Athletic Greens might be the option for you. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.